gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Good morning.
A long time ago, I gave up listening to the news in the morning because I found that I would begin my day in a super anxious state if the first things that I allowed into my mind and into my heart were all of the bad news of the day. So now I typically listen to the news at night when I can at least have a glass of wine to help deal with the horrors that are all around us. Whether it's the worries and the financial and political concerns in Europe and Great Britain, two more terrorist attacks around the world, the extreme vitriol in our political system, the natural disasters in West Virginia and Texas, it is overwhelming to consider the state of our world. That sense of overwhelm magnifies the emotional turmoil in many of your lives. Whether it's worry about your health or a loved one's health, grief for the death of a loved one or the loss of a home or a home community, whether it's a broken relationship that brings a lot of stress and contention into your life, living in a world full of so much discord can make the personal issues that we face that much more overwhelming. In fact, I think a lot of people in today's world end up feeling a sense of despair or hopelessness, of wondering when will this all end? The Hebrew people in the beautiful reading that Cece offered this morning from Isaiah are experiencing a bit of that despair. They were in exile for so many generations, and when they finally are brought back to Judah, they thought, you know, for sure this would be the golden years, this would be the awesome time. And when they get back, they find themselves in just as much, if not more, suffering than when they were in exile. The passage immediately before Isaiah 66 talks a lot about the vindication of the Hebrew people and how God will ultimately restore them to a place of peace and prosperity. But at the moment, they are in deep despair. It's into this context that we have this beautiful maternal image of God, where God is saying to God's people how much God longs to gather the people into her arms and nurse them like children. What a beautiful image of the kind of comfort that God wants to offer to all people who are suffering, whatever the source of that suffering might be. The sustenance of mother's milk, a river of prosperity flowing into our lives. These are images that are meant to sustain the people during those incredibly difficult years. But as human beings, I think we have all sorts of defenses against the ways that God tries to comfort us. We know that God is constantly seeking to pour peace and joy and love and sustenance into our hearts. But there are so many ways that we become brittle and hardened and unable to receive that comfort. In this image from Isaiah this morning, you never hear babies saying, "I'm not worthy to drink the milk. I've been too bad. I've made too many mistakes. This is too difficult. I'm too worried. I'm too anxious. I'm too stressed out." When babies are in need of sustenance, they drink and they take it completely into themselves. When Jesus is commissioning his disciples to send them out in pairs, and he tells them to extend a word of peace into the community, into the homes where they go, there's the sense that if that peace is not received, if the people in the house are not able to accept that blessing into their lives, that it'll just bounce off them, that it'll return to the disciples who are trying to share that word of peace with them. When Jesus tells the disciples to go with no bag, with no sandals, with nothing, just to go with the peace of God in their hearts, I wish that Jesus had given an exhortation for how the people in the homes should dispose themselves to receive that peace. For me, these lessons this morning are an invitation to reflect on those places in our lives where we have developed resistance or hardness to the word of comfort and peace that God is seeking to pour into all of us. When we think about what those places are, if it's a particularly worrisome health matter for you or a loved one, to imagine that hardness, that tightness, that tension in your body, I'm sure you feel it someplace, in your heart, in your gut, in your shoulders. Imagine that tension. And then this peace of God flowing through you, like water softening a sponge. We all know that when water slams up against a rock, it just causes tumult in white water and a lot of fray. But when water is allowed to flow through whatever it might find in the riverbed or in the harbor, it can soften and keep supple and moist and fertile whatever it's allowed to flow over. So as you consider those places in your life and in your heart where you have tightened or hardened and find it difficult to receive the sustenance that God is offering you, consider the things that soothe you. For many people, I know that it's music, that in sitting and listening to beautiful pieces of music, our hearts are softened, tears may spontaneously spring to our eyes, and we feel ourselves opening ever so slowly. For others, it may be walking in nature and beholding the glory of God's creation, especially during this most magnificent summer that we're having. Whatever it is that soothes you and softens you, I invite you to make the time to cherish yourself in that way. It's only when we can find that softness in our own lives, when we can open ourselves to receive the sustenance that God is offering to us, that God will ever be able to use us as a vessel for sharing that peace with the people and the places and the things in our lives that are so wounded and broken. Jesus filled and commissioned his disciples with that peace. They were open to receive it. And through them, he was able to heal and serve and love and soften the lives of so many more people than if Jesus' ministry had been confined to himself. So my friends, this work of softening and opening is not only for your sake, not only for the sake of those you love, not only for the sake of those that are close to you, but indeed for the whole world. Our political system will only begin to change when more and more people make the decision to soften rather than buckle down and harden. When more and more people can open their hearts in compassion than turning inward and rejecting whatever feels hard and difficult in the world. So may you be blessed with clear vision this week to see those places where the peace and the love of God may be bouncing off of you because you have tightened or hardened in ways that you might not even be aware of. May you be constantly aware of how desperately God longs to comfort you, to fill you with sustenance. And may you find space in your lives to open, to soften, and to receive that loving care.